that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you say sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts and stays. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
WLTW New York.
It is 7 o'clock Wednesday, September 25th. 3 months until Christmas, baby.
Whoa.
Cubby, Christine, and Jamie here. All your headlines with Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Cubby. As we mentioned, UN General Assembly continuing today with the gridlock, the frozen zones. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be talking today. And forecasters are saying Tropical Storm Helene could be a Category 3 hurricane. We're, of course, concerned about our friends as it makes landfall in Florida, expected to happen on Thursday evening. Airlines are issuing travel alerts and allowing impacted passengers to change their flights free of charge. U.S. Postal Service says they're going to restart free at-home COVID tests that you can send away for starting by the end of the month. MTA board meeting today to discuss reducing the toll of congestion pricing, because maybe that's a way to unpause it. But there's many on the board who are saying, no way, they want the $15 plan. That's where they started. That's
no comment, but I prefer none, to be honest with you.
Looking at, exactly, we are commuters. This affects us in a big way. In sports, the Mets lost to the Braves 5-1. Yankees lost to the Orioles 5-3, so the Orioles keep the Yanks from clinching the AL East title. Liberty landed in the WNBA semifinals. They beat Atlanta 91-82. And yes, another reason to grab coffee. It does so many good things, but especially for drowsy driving. So end of the day, if you're tired in the morning, drowsy driving is a major cause of road accidents right now. And researchers found that people who had one cup of caffeinated coffee swerved less, maintained their speed better, and rated their driving as more responsible than folks who didn't have any or went for decaf. So if you're okay with caffeine, there's a good reason to have some before getting behind the wheel.
Well, that's why I drive in every day with a helmet on, with those two straws that come down your mouth. I usually put beer in there. It's all coffee.
Do you guys have your first cup once you get here, or you do a road coffee when you leave the house?
No, I do it when I get here.
Oh, I leave my house with iced coffee in a mason jar and drink it my whole ride in.
Yep, and do you time it out so it you take the last chug? In
the parking
lot?
The last straw sip. I'm like, oh yeah, that's
that's what I do. You timed it out perfectly.
Yeah, I'm like, it's still empty.
All right. Hey, today's National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Yes. Oh.
This lady's not a one-hit wonder, but we'll talk about some great one-hit wonders coming up next on 106.7 Light FM. 106.7 Light FM. Natasha Bedingfield. It's Cubby and Christine, producer Jamie. It's National One-Hit Wonder Day. And yes, she's not a one-hit wonder. She had other hits. Do you remember off the top of your head Natasha's other hit?
Sort of.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. And she had a song called, it wasn't a huge hit, but it was pretty big. These Words. These Words.
Right.
I do like Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Yeah.
But what are your favorite one-hit wonders? National One-Hit Wonder Day, and obviously I love this topic. It involves music. We all love this because it involves music. But the thing I hate about it is I could go on for days talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
And we only have
there's
a limited
so
amount of time.
So many fun ones.
But there's so many fun one-hit wonders. What do you think comes up number one on most people's list as like a song they love? But they only had one hit.
You played it earlier, Come On, Eileen.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Right?
That has been ranked in the top three, if not number one, on some polls. Okay. So I'll give it to you. So. We kicked off the show with this at six. Come On, Eileen by Dexys and Midnight Runners. One of the more popular one-hit wonders. You know, you gotta wonder, this was such a good song, how come the band didn't keep going?
What happened, guys?
What happened to Dexy?
It's got a great beat.
What happened to the Midnight People? What happened to the Runners?
Did they not get along? I don't know.
What's
don't
going
know.
On?
What goes on with these bands?
Any one-hit wonders off the top of your head, Christine Nagy?
If we go back a little further, My Sharona.
That's a great one. Oh!
Summer of 79. And Get the Knack was the name of the album, and that album sold so many.
My God.
People were comparing it like to the Beatles. It sold so many, and then they went
bye-bye.
Wow.
They used it in the movie Reality Bites.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where Lisa Loeb's Day came from.
Yes, that's right.
She came from that soundtrack.
Very much like 90s.
So text us your favorite one-hit wonders, 44363. Here's one for you. I mean, come on, this is huge.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of
They only had one hit, and that was it. Lou Bega.
This is a great song.
Great song.
Yeah.
My wife says when she lived in Germany, even up to like just 10 years ago, they were playing this song like every hour on the radio. And it's like a big like beer drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
like
I can see that. Oktoberfest. You get rowdy.
Now, you can argue this one, but because he did have a minor hit after this one. But let's just put him down as a one-hit wonder.
By the way, they stole Queens Under Pressure.
Sampled. No, they did not.
Sampled. No, but some people don't know that.
Oh, I think everyone knows that.
Some don't.
That Ice Ice Baby sampled Queen? Now, can you name the follow-up hit that he had?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle song?
Good one, but not the one I'm thinking of. He did a remake of Play That Funky Music. That
was he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was okay, actually. And I think it peaked at number 15 or 20, but Ice Ice Baby is the biggest hit. How about this one from 2000?
Yes.
Wait, she was the one who won?
Blue Cantrell, one hit wonder.
I love this song.
That's a fun song.
But this is another technicality that the music nerd in. This is a music nerd in me. She had a minor hit called Breathe.
Minor.
Sean Paul was on it.
Oh, Sean Paul.
But to me, you're a one-hit wonder if you have a top 10 hit and
that,
then
like,
no more.
And then never again.
Really explodes.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's a more recent one. Why you gotta be so rude? Whatever happened to Magic?
I can love it.
You never liked this song, Jamie?
No.
Oh, I like this song. I love it.
I think there's something.
It's okay.
Don't they have something right now? No?
Oh. Magic?
No. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of another band.
Is anybody texting in at 44363? I'm kind of curious if they're texting in their favorite one-hit wonders. Oh, I can't forget this one.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
It's 5 o'clock in New York City. It's the weekend. Z100.
People did text.
I used to play this on the 5 o'clock whistle.
Oh, I remember the 5 o'clock
on my
whistle.
Z days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What are people texting?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, of course. Why don't
I get knocked down.
Yeah.
Can I get up again?
Yeah.
That Thing You Do by The Wonders, The Breakup Song, Greg Kinn, It's Raining Men, Friday, Carly Rae Jepsen. We just said that.
Oh, Call Me Maybe. And she got engaged, you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She got engaged.
No one's mentioned this? Tony Basil, I believe, just turned 80. I think she just turned 80.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. I can't picture her because she's a little cheerleader.
Cheerleader outfit, yeah.
What is
I could walk 1,000 miles. What was that one?
Oh.
Vanessa Carlton.
No.
No, no, no.
Proclaimers.
I could walk 500 miles.
And yes, walk the Proclaimers. Yes. That was from the, is it Benny and June soundtrack?
Yeah. Yep, yep. I see a lot from you go back to movies.
Right.
Yeah.
You know who has it going on?
The Backstreet Boys?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Yep.
Fountains of Wayne.
Yes.
National One Hit Wonder Day. I love it.
Oh,
I'm not done yet.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for that.
Hey, Macarena. All right.
Huh?
See, this is what I hate about this. We should
There's
go to break.
So many.
I know. We should have gone to break 5 minutes ago.
But I want to keep going. So that's it. We're done. No more One Hit. Wait.
Oh, right then, Fred.
Yes.
My car, too sexy by far.
All right. I'm done.
Okay, are we really done?
How about this one?
Ooh, Tainted Love.
This was a one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder, soft sell, Tainted Love.
Run away, I've got to.
All right, give us a text at 44363. We're celebrating one-hit wonders all day.
Starting at 8:20, 3 hours of commercial-free nonstop music. Light FM is New York's most music, more variety station.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill. Any angel on my windowsill. But it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. On fields of flowers grow.
Create your own Coldplay custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Every day Christine's crazy first dates.
Hey, Mindy, when did your crazy first date happen?
Okay, this happened about, about maybe a month ago.
All right.
Okay. So I get a guy slip into my messenger on Facebook. He says, oh, you know, I think you're beautiful. I want to take you out, this, that, and the third. I said, okay, cool. I haven't been out on a date in like forever. So I said, I'm with it. So we go out. He comes out and he says, oh, you know, I don't have a car. You have to come pick me up. I said, okay. That should have been the first red flag. So he comes out and he says, oh, you know, I get paid every 2 weeks, you know, so I just got paid. We could go out and we could have a great time. Oh, sure enough, his check never cleared. So
where did you guys go for your good time?
We went to this. It was supposed to be like a restaurant that turns into a bar at night in the Bronx. Really nice spot.
Uh-huh.
We go out there. He's still ordering up. I'm like, okay. I said, this guy's a nice spender. I said, I'm gonna have a great date. Turns out he says, oh, you know, my card isn't working.
Oh no.
What do you mean your card isn't working? So he just ordered about 200 in food and he was drinking. So I'm gonna say about maybe 300 and change. I guess it was my turn to foot the bill.
This has actually happened to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So this is kind of a common thing.
They like to do that, and they charm you and make you think, like, oh, they're going to pay you back and all that, and they just don't have the money, and they're full of it.
So that's not even all. He says, oh, you know, I'm feeling drunk. Can you please drop me off? Mm-mm. Drop you off? It wasn't where I picked them up.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
What?
Where did you drop them
off? It turns out that he was going to another girl's house.
Man.
Okay, that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just happened to me. You know, I am the one that if bad luck didn't happen to anybody, it would be me.
Uh-huh.
The lady opens the door and helps him come upstairs and greets him with a kiss. I guess I was an Uber for the night.
Oh my goodness.
God.
Wow. So you provided, like you said, Uber, transportation, food, drink, to drop him off to another lady that obviously already knew him.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Mindy.
I'm so sorry. Yikes.
Yeah. That left me such a sour taste in my mouth. I said, you know what? I think my soulmate isn't even born yet.
Think of it as a timeout. Just take a little break. A little recovery.
Reset.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened to Mindy.
No, it's okay. It's a lesson learned.
Did he ever reach out to you again?
He actually did, and he said, when are we doing it again? Oh. I said, I don't know who the hell you think you're doing it with.
Never.
You're going to take somebody to what we're hooking you up with, right, Christine?
Yes, Mindy. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see Sebastian Maniscalco. He will make you laugh on his 2025 tour. He's coming to the Barclays Center March 7th, Prudential Center March 8th, UBS Arena March 15th. It is your choice. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But Mindy, you're all hooked up and ready to go with tickets. I hope you have a fun night.
Oh my God, I never won anything.
Yay! I'm glad you won this.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got a crazy first date story you want to share? Go to our morning show page at lightfm.com.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la la. Flowers grow. I know, la 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 la.
create your own Coldplay custom station with iHeartRadio.
Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Just stop making mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made,
baby, I was born this way. Don't get yourself in regret. Just love yourself and you stay. I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born this way. Yeah. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, tackle the nearly impossible question. Call 800-222-1067.
Take it away, Christine.
Cubby, experts say this form of entertainment is really good for your brain.
What do you think it is? First correct caller, 1-800-222-1067, and you're going to get a pair of tickets for Stevie Wonder at Madison Square Garden, October 10th. Tickets are sold out. But what a show this is going to be, and you'll be in if you get this right.
Experts say this form of entertainment is really good for your brain.
Our number, 1-800-222-1067. Good luck from Light FM.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights.
variety from the 80s all the way through today. 106.7 Light FM. Good morning. Thank you for having us on. 751 Cubby, Christine, and Jamie here. And let's get to the NIQ.
Well, experts say this form of entertainment is really good for your brain.
Really good for your brain? Mm-hmm. How good for your brain?
So good.
So good. So good. So good. Line 10, what is it?
Game shows.
Game shows.
You've got it. Yes. Wow.
Watching game shows. Good for the mind. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah. And Cubby, you're a big fan.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Game Show Network. I'm all about it. You're going to Stevie Wonder October 10th at the Garden. What's your name?
My name is Roberta.
Roberta, where do you live?
In Comac.
All right. We really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Hang on. Christine knows what this is. Jamie's like, what are you playing, Cubby?
I don't know what this is.
See how some people love, like, TV theme songs, right? And
yeah.
And you think, like, you know, sitcoms.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of game show TV themes. And this is Card Sharks, my friends, from the 70s, early 80s. And this was a great theme.
I've never even heard of that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Card Sharks?
No. Oh. I know Shark Tank.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. It sounds like an adventure.
It does. Good point.
Somebody's coming in to save the day.
Yeah. I never thought of that, but you're right. Here's another good one you might have forgotten about.
Oh!
Joker's
Wild! Wow. It's time to play!
Again, Christine, you and I get it. Jamie's totally tapped out. This is before your time.
Okay. I like it, though.
Very 70s.
Some orange. Who had, like, orange shag carpeting for
all of them did back then. All right, we got the news coming up. And also, I want you to keep listening here because coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to replay something Jamie told us to kick off the show today right after 6 a.m. We did this, but we're going to do it right after 8. We're going to play back some important news from producer Jamie.
Yes, we are.
And the headlines are next.
Yes, they are. And Cubby, why too much thinking may actually be bad for you.
More Cubby and Christine after this.
I just read the Guinness Book of World Records holds the record for being the book that is most stolen from public libraries.
Irony!
Light FM.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
No, no.
Station.
WLTW New York.
8 o'clock on the dot, Wednesday, September 25th. Cubby and Christine in the morning. Thank you for having us on. All your headlines now with Christine.
And Cubby, the UN...